Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Environmental Protection Information Center, EPIC, has been awarded $3.5 million as the result of a lawsuit against Pacific Lumber, and today the State Senate passed Senate Bill 730 that authorizes the payment to EPIC. The bill required a two-thirds majority to pass, and it received the necessary support despite Republican opposition. The payout, negotiated by the Attorney General's office, is for the lawyers who represented EPIC in a lawsuit against Pacific Lumber that was first filed in 1999. In 2008, the state Supreme Court ruled the timber management plan and resulting permits to Pacific Lumber were inadequate for the protection of forests, including old-growth stands and watersheds, and violated state law. The bill will now head to the governor's desk for his signature. The State Wildlife Conservation Board has approved a $650,000 grant to the Arcata Community Forest. The grant will pay for 22 acres of forest near Fickle Hill Road and will be added to the Arcata Community Forest. It was previously a working forest area. The purchase will help connect the Sunny Bray Forest with the Arcata Community Forest, and the board also approved just over $1 million to the North Coast Regional Land Trust 1,600-acre Miller Forest Conservation Easement. The California Highway Patrol reports that a traffic collision between a bicyclist and a vehicle resulted in injury this morning. At approximately 7:45, 45-year-old Kirsten Jennings of Eureka was riding northbound on the east shoulder of Highway 101, just south of the 11th Street overpass in Arcata, when a vehicle driven by Timothy Rice was exiting the highway at the 14th Street exit. Jennings continued heading north on 101 and turned her bike into the path of Rice's vehicle. The impact threw Jennings from her bike, and despite wearing a helmet, she still suffered head injuries and was transported to the hospital. Rice was uninjured, and impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. And a truck driver from Oregon had his load shift on him while traveling southbound on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon, and it resulted in the truck rolling into the northbound lane and overturning. The driver, 55-year-old Desi Garcia of Roseburg, Oregon, was not hurt in the crash, and an investigation into the cause has begun. The truck began leaking diesel fuel after it overturned, and the northbound lane remains closed while cleanup operations are ongoing. And the Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods will hold a special meeting on Monday at 2 p.m. to discuss redistricting, but also in closed session to discuss the hiring of a new president. Last week, the final three candidates, Dr. Upal Goswami, Catherine Lehner, and Dr. Patrick Schmidt, all appeared at public forums outlining their case for the job. Between now and Monday, the board will accept public feedback about the hiring of the new president, and those comments will be taken into consideration in the final decision. For more information about how to get your comments to the board, contact the Human Resources Office at the College of the Redwoods. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro has introduced a bill, AB 1863, to reimburse Mendocino County for the cost associated with the manhunt of the murderer who killed Fort Bragg Councilman Jerry Mello last year. Mendocino County was forced to expend significant resources in its attempt to track down Aaron Bassler, an outdoorsman who eluded law enforcement for several weeks following the killing. The bill would reimburse Mendocino County for the cost and expense of housing mutual aid law enforcement officers who assisted in the 36-day manhunt. Much of it was on state land. The bill would also establish reimbursement procedures for future incidents, particularly those handled by smaller rural departments. Yesterday, an Oregon State Trooper pulled over a vehicle driven by 39-year-old McKinneyville resident Keith Carpentier near Eugene. A search of the vehicle led to the discovery of 15 pounds of processed marijuana and Carpentier's arrest. The Oregon State Police then contacted local law enforcement, and agents from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at Carpentier's residence in McKinleyville. They found a marijuana grow, more processed weed, and nearly $20,000 in cash. Agents arrested 49-year-old Paul Kreckler at the scene, and he was booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges. Electrical service to the residence was cut off by PG&E due to a fire hazard from rewired lines. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.